Welcome to Powering Travel, a new audio platform brought to you by Expedia Group. It's the perfect time for vacation rental hosts to take a fresh look at your listings and set yourselves up for a successful new year. Historically, January has been a top booking month around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned host or just starting out, making the most of your verbal listing can make a big difference in attracting bookings and delighting guests. A few things to consider reviewing are your cancellation policies, minimum night stay settings, and offerings like weekly or monthly stay discounts. Someone who has seen a significant improvement to their business taking these factors into account is Travis Gibbon from Island Rentals of Hilton Head. In his 12 years working with Vrbo, Travis has grown Island Rentals into a successful short-term rental agency that currently manages 125 properties. With a background in the IT industry, he has been an early adopter in the STR software space. I spoke with Travis about his perspective on his vacation rental business, so you'll get to hear his take on maximizing your listing's potential. Let's get into the interview. Welcome to the podcast, Travis. I have a few questions specific to your approach to being a vacation rental host. But first, I'd love to hear from you about how you got started and your experience with Vrbo.
I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I moved to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, 12 years ago and started working for a small vacation rental company. At the time, they used Vrbo for all of their listings. So I was thrown right into it from the start. And then after being there for approximately 5.5 years, I went out on my own and started Island Rentals of Hilton Head. And we've been using Vrbo as a premier partner since day one.
That's awesome. I love how your kind of first foray into vacation rentals was with specifically Vrbo. So earlier this year, you made some adjustments to your strategies with Vrbo. Can you tell us about these changes and what led to you wanting to make those changes and what that strategy was?
Sure. So Hilton Head is a very old-fashioned rental market, in my opinion. Things have been done the same way a long time. Both the property owners and the companies are kind of averse to change. So typically in Hilton Head in the summer, most of the rentals are a 7-night minimum, Saturday to Saturday. We have fairly strict cancellation policies. Typically, no refunds within 30 days of arrival, sort of very hard and fast cancellation policies. And that's been the way most of the island has gone. And since everybody was sort of in agreement with that, it was just sort of the standard operating procedure. This year, we saw a softening in the market and things were still sort of going the same way. And I met with my account rep, Steven. He gave me some great advice. And the fact that I was able to see data and analytics showing the increase in bookings by going with less than a 7-night stay and by relaxing the cancellation policies. He spoke of the benefits, but then when he showed me numbers where that would actually make a difference, I decided to embrace it. I pretty much took all of his advice. I relaxed my cancellation policy and made it more flexible, as well as getting rid of the 7-night minimum through the peak season, but offsetting that with increasing nightly rates and increasing rates for the sought after weekends. So it wasn't a straight, get rid of the 7 nights and just get your night. We were able to offset the income and still capture a lot more rentals that would otherwise sit vacant if people weren't booking 7 nights.
Yeah, wow, that's so interesting. So it was kind of a combo of all of these things, the flexible cancellation policy and changing your minimum night stay and your rates. How long did it take for you to actually see the positive change and kind of collect your own data on what was working and what wasn't?
We had spoken about this just before the peak season. I took his advice right away. And throughout the summer, our increase in last minute bookings was dramatic. The island as a whole had a lot more last minute bookings because of the economy, but we really outpaced our competition. For the market being down as an entire island for the year, our data, our occupancy, our average daily rate, and our RevPAR were all up anywhere between 2 and 5%. So to be up anything when the average is down 10 to 15% was you know, it was great for us. And that was, you know, directly related because we were on track. We were middle of the pack island-wide as far as revenue. And we saw a big jump up after we made the changes. But it was a very large increase in bookings by having that flexibility. And once he showed me the numbers that reinforced the fact that people are looking to have the flexibility more so than they're taking advantage of it. So just because you're allowing them that more flexible cancellation policy doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get hit with a lot of these last minute cancellations. And we saw a very small increase in people actually canceling in that newly shortened window versus the increase in bookings that it brought in. So I'm glad I listened and took advantage of the information I was receiving.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, anecdotally, I know for me, I'm always looking for a flexible cancellation. I don't think I've ever taken advantage of it. So that's a really good point in that how small that percentage is of people who actually take advantage.
The scary part for Hilton Head is getting your owners to understand that, getting your property owners that have, some of these, you know, people have owned these homes for 20, 30 years, that getting them to change what they know and what they feel, having the numbers to explain to them, hey, this is what the data shows, and being able to convince them, I feel like was a great advantage, because I know some companies down here were hesitant to change because they didn't want to have the fight with the owners to explain it. I took it as an opportunity to use the data to explain myself and explain the decision. And I was able to get all the owners of my properties on board and give it a try. And it paid off extremely well.
So it sounds like, you know, taking this data, taking this advice, these strategic moves are really working for you. What's your approach to updating your strategies? And how are you looking at, you know, reviewing your settings and really continuing to make the most out of the Vrbo tools?
So yeah, the cancellation policy will not change. We're keeping it flexible. We've just seen year round, there really was little to no downside to that, which is what had been explained to me, but obviously you want to see for yourself, but I found it to be absolutely true. There's little to no downside to the flexible cancellation policy. My owners have seen it. I've seen it. It's been nothing but extra revenue. We used to be an all or nothing cancellation policy. So it's either you get all your money back or we keep everything. What we found is now having a more flexible policy where they'll get a 50% refund up to 2 weeks out. You know, the owners are still getting half the money. And due to market maker pricing, due to us being able to adjust our rates on the fly, a lot of those cancellations, even when they're occurring within 2 weeks, we're able to fill. And yes, we're not able to fill for the full rate, but if we've kept half the income and we're able to fill for a reduced rate, my owners are realizing that there's very few circumstances that they're actually out any money from those flexible cancellations.
How are you looking at kind of the timing of loading your inventory in advance?
When we add new inventory, you know, my goal is to publish as far in advance as possible. One thing that I will be looking at the most this year is the 7-night minimum. Since that is historic in this market, I did turn it back on for next year. But rather than waiting till May, until things got so close to the summer and really making that switch last minute, I'm going to be keeping a close eye on occupancy as we're moving through the spring. And I would, you know, it's not going to be a matter of if, it'll be a matter of when I turn on, you know, a more flexible stay policy for the summer and get rid of the 7-night Saturday to Saturday stays. I don't want to remove it completely because a lot of people in Hilton Head are used to it. So let's capture those bookings and get the full 7 days. But I feel like given the data that I had received, it'll be a lot sooner this year, you know, as things go. I mean, if we have a real strong season, it'll be later, but I feel like it was very lucky that I had the meeting with my, you know, account manager when I did and made the change, because it was very close to being too late. So I will be keeping a a close eye on that. And it may be March, it may be April. It will definitely not be the end of May when we make that transition.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like this process kind of cracked open this world of opportunity where you can kind of optimize in real time and maximize and make the most out of the platform.
It's finding that balance. I've found what I call my hybrid approach to be the best option. I'm always trying to maximize my owner's revenue. I'm keeping with a lot of the tradition of the 7-night stays in the peak season until the time is right to get rid of that. So I'm trying to, you know, capture that top dollar while still at an appropriate time, make the change to the more flexible model and increase last minute bookings. So that's one thing that I do, as well as dynamic pricing. You know, a lot of companies either set all their own pricing and it's the way it's always been and that's that, or they're going to software based where all of their pricing is dynamic. I use a hybrid approach there as well. Since I'm integrated with Escapia and it's able to pull market rates from Vrbo, I set all my own pricing. I set it like I always have based on my experience, based on the comps. But then once we get within about a 30-day window to increase last-minute bookings on a bi-weekly basis, twice a week at least, if not more, I'm looking at the rates tool and looking at the market rates provided by Vrbo. And if I notice that the market rates are, you know, a fair amount lower, I'm accepting those rates. So I'm using the technology, but I'm still using my experience. I'm combining both parts. And I've felt that that has maximized revenue for us greatly. You know, still having your hands involved, still doing some manually while taking advantage of the technology as well.
Yes. And I love that you call it your hybrid approach. I think that's so important these days when, you know, everything is automated and there's technology that we can use as a tool. But that element of having your expertise and your experience is just so important. So along those lines, I know a lot of hosts are often trying to strike that balance between, you know, settings that'll attract a ton of travelers and then some restrictions that might narrow their exposure to reach the right travelers. So how, like, what advice do you have for someone who's trying to strike that balance?
We don't have as much of an issue with that as some of the other destinations. But I think it's important to vet the properties. It's important to emphasize the quality and the luxury of your properties, because in doing so, you're more often than not, you're going to be striking a chord with the clientele that is looking for that. And I feel like, you know, there's no guarantees. You never know exactly who's walking through the door, regardless of what happens. But if your photos, if your descriptions, if everything about the property is speaking to an elevated experience and high quality and, you know, calm and peacefulness rather than party central, you know, you're going to help at least direct the clientele in the way you want to go. I know, you know, it's got to be tougher in some markets, especially than it is in Hilton Head, because we're kind of known for a place to go and relax. It's not a big party area, but I feel like the more you lean in your descriptions and your attractions that you offer in the area towards a more luxury-based, you know, relax and retreat clientele, the more you can avoid those issues.
Yeah, that's the really great point about the area and kind of the reputation that it has. We're getting to the end of the year, the beginning of a new year. We know that traveler searches spike in January. And as people start booking their summer or even fall and winter trips for the coming year, what advice do you give someone who's new to hosting and is trying to stand out during these peak demand seasons?
Definitely, you know, be priced correctly for peak seasons early. Double check your pricing. One thing that I can't stress is with last summer, a lot of people were all over the place changing their pricing last minute. And it is always very important, especially for software-fed property managers that have lots of properties. Double check that you're priced correctly, that you didn't lower a rate last summer that also is maintaining through this summer. Don't, you know, miss out on that. Focus on standout features is definitely the big thing. You know, anything that makes it unique, game rooms, if you offer a personal chef service, if there are, you know, any additional features that come with the property, if there's a boat rental, if you're on a lake and things like that, any additional amenity that stands out from just showing the home itself and the bedrooms and bathrooms can really stand out from the crowd. We have some homes here. My family personally goes to Orlando a lot, and a lot of the homes in Orlando have arcades. They've turned the garage into arcades, other areas, and we haven't seen that reflected very much in Hilton Head. And we took a couple of our higher end homes and implemented that here. And, you know, in Orlando, everyone's doing it to keep up with everyone else that's doing it. Here, it wasn't that common. And we sort of took a cue from them. And now our properties are standing out because of it. So look at other markets, look at features that may be the norm in another market and aren't a norm in your market, and implement them. And, you know, if you're the first one to implement that in your market, you know, yeah, you stole it from somewhere else, but it's new here and it really helps your property stand out.
Those are really good tips. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about your partnership with Vrbo. And, you know, what has been kind of the biggest benefit of listing with Vrbo and kind of what your relationship has been over the last couple of years?
I've always had a good relationship with Vrbo. I've been down here 12 years and working with them since the beginning. When I started Island Rentals 7 years ago, we were with Vrbo since day one. You know, we use Escapia as our property management software. Having that relationship where Vrbo and Escapia are both part of the Expedia Group, feeling that I have the support of the entire organization, has been a big plus. You know, previously, I didn't know my account managers as well. I spoke to them here and there. My current account manager, Steven, he's awesome. He's the best. You know, he brought me all these ideas. We hit it off. He's a straight shooter like I am. And having that relationship, being able to talk to him, being able to take his advice and then go back and receive the data from him, looking at our Vrbo listings and see the results of taking that advice has been a game changer. Especially if you are a larger property manager and have an account manager, reach out to them, build that relationship, because the advice and the data has been invaluable.
Well, this is great. Thank you so much for bringing your expertise. I'm very much looking forward to hearing how 2025 goes with your new approach.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was a great 2024, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in 2025 with all these changes, but I'm very optimistic. It's worked out very well.
Thank you to our guest, Travis Gibbon, for giving us a masterclass in optimizing your vacation rental listing. As we head into the new year, remember that a few proactive steps can go a long way in helping your vacation rental stand out on Vrbo. From updating photos to analyzing reviews and setting competitive prices, even small adjustments to your strategy can make you more visible and make it easier for people to book with you. The new year is quickly approaching. Have you double-checked that everything is where you want it to be? For more tips on preparing your listing for a successful 2025, visit the link in the description. This brings us to the end of season 4 of Powering Travel. For those of you who've been listening for a while, thank you for your support over the years. And to new listeners, stick around for new episodes in 2025. There's plenty more coming soon. Be sure to subscribe to Powering Travel on your podcast platform of choice to be notified of the new season's episodes. As always, thanks for listening to Powering Travel, brought to you by Expedia Group.